This is Vatican Radio and I'm Susie Hodges. Sunday, May the 11th is the World Day of Prayer for vocations to the priesthood and religious life, which has been marked across the globe. The Catholic Church in England and Wales says the significant upturn in the numbers of vocations over the past decade continues. Figures released for the year 2013 showed that nearly 100 men and women entered convents, seminaries and religious houses across the country last year. So what is attracting more men and women over this past decade to embrace a religious vocation after several earlier years of sharp decline? A question I put to Father Christopher Jameson, director of the Catholic Church's National Office for Vocations in England and Wales.
The reason for this is difficult to put one's finger on, but it includes the following. Vocations directors are much keener these days to help a young person discover God's call in their life rather than simply to recruit them. So we've moved from recruitment to discernment as the model of what we're doing. And secondly, this has then led to the growth of groups around the country which meet regularly, something like once a month, to enable a group of young people together to look at God's call in their life. And those groups have proved very popular and are growing in number. So basically, we've changed the approach to be of help to young people rather than trying to recruit them. And the young people respond very well to that. They want to be helped and enjoy the church as a place that can help them to find their path in life.
Okay, but apart from the church's hard work in fostering this climate for encouraging vocations, are there other wider factors that play into the reason for this upturn, like societal influences or even the popularity of Pope Francis?
It's a little early to describe Pope Francis's influence on this process because the process of applying to go to a seminary or religious order takes some time and certainly longer than a year. So we can't see that yet because we're talking about the figures for 2013. So it predates that. I think it's perhaps connected with Pope Benedict's visit to England in 2010, which led to young people in Britain feeling much more confidently Catholic. I think that had an effect. I think also many religious orders have changed aspects of their life to move towards where young people are, to engage with them more fully, to listen to them. So I think a number of factors such as that as well.
But presumably you could always do with still larger numbers, I imagine, and so you're not resting on your laurels.
The numbers that we have now are not, for example, the same as the larger numbers we had in the 1970s and 80s. So we're still very far away from such significant numbers. The main point is we've stopped there being an endless downward spiral. In other words, numbers will continue to go up and down, but the good news is they won't just go down. So we are by no means complacent, and that's why this Sunday, Vocation Sunday, we've published new materials with the simple line, pray for vocations to the priest and religious life, and that's available online and with a series of little cards we've created, which have proven very popular, little cards that have a QR code on them to take you to the Vocation Sunday website. And we find that people now recognizing they have a responsibility to foster vocations and to pray for vocations. And that's a very simple message for this Sunday.